I toast to the groom, to the groom, to the groom, to the groom, to the bride, to the bride, to the bride, from your sister Angelica, who is always by your side,
by your side,
by your side, to your union and the hope that you provide.
For the rest of my days, I remember those soldier boys tripping over themselves when I pace. I remember that dream like candlelight, like a dream that you can't quite place. But Alexander, I'll never forget the first time I saw your face. I have never been the same. Intelligent eyes and a hunger pang frame. And when you said I forgot my dang name, set my heart aflame, every part I find. This is not a game.
You strike me as a woman who's never been satisfied.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean. You forget yourself.
You're like me. I've never been satisfied.
Is that right?
I've never been satisfied.
My name's Angelica Schuyler.
Alexander Hamilton.
Where's your family from?
Unimportant, there's a million things I haven't done. Just you wait, just you wait.
So this is what it feels like to match wits with someone at your level. What the hell is the catch? It's a feeling of freedom, a seeing the light. It's Ben Franklin with a key and a kite. You see it, right? The conversation lasted 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes. Everything we said in total agreement. It's a dream and it's a bit of a dance. A bit of a posture, it's a bit of a stance. He's a bit of a flirt, but I'ma give him a chance. I asked about his family, did you see his answer? His hands started fidgeting, he looked askance. He's penniless, he's flying by the seat of his pants. Handsome boy, does he know it? Peach fuzz and he can't even grow it. I wanna take it far away from this place. Then I turn and see my sister's face and she is
helpless. She is helpless. Eyes are just helpless. And I realize three fundamental truths at the exact same time. Cause I'm the oddest and the wittiest, and the gossip in New York City is insidious. And Alexander is penniless. Ha! Doesn't mean I want him any less. He's after me cause I'm a scholar sister that elevates his status. I had to be naive to set that aside. Maybe that is why I introduce him to Eliza. Now that's his bride. Nice going Angelica, he was right. You'll never be Alexander's eyes, as I romanticize what might have been if I hadn't sighed him up so quickly. At least my dear Eliza's his wife. At least I keep his eyes in my life.
To the groom,
to the groom, to the groom, to the groom,
to the bride.
I will never be satisfied.